Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. We'd like to ask a question about your family. Would you say they're hard to please at dinner time? Well, if they are, here's a tip for you. You can have a successful meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs came home yesterday after her visit with the strange Mrs. Carrie Carlton, Rossville's woman of mystery and wealth, to announce that she had a job working for Mrs. Carlton. But just what Penny is to do for Mrs. Carlton is a secret. It's the next afternoon now, and in Penny's home, the doorbell rings.
I'll get it, Nora. You stay upstairs with the baby. Just a minute.
Good afternoon, Miss
Gibbs. Oh, Professor Rogers, how are you?
Oh, a little cold. You don't have a radiator I can park near for a few minutes, do you?
I certainly do. Come on in. There's a big fire in the fireplace. Maybe you prefer that.
Yeah, I certainly would. I'm not intruding, am I?
Only on my loneliness, Professor.
Oh, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, no, I was joking. I'm in really awfully good spirits today. Oh, give me a coat. I'll hang it up.
Oh, I think I've visited here long enough to know where to hang it myself. I think it'll be all right if I hang it right here, won't it?
That's your special hook, Professor.
Oh, especially mine? Mm-hmm. I'm flattered.
It wasn't meant to be flattery. I just want you to know that you have a place here anytime you care to call.
Well, right now I'd like that place by the fire. Oh, my hands.
Here. Hey, they are cold, aren't they? Uh-huh. Well, come on, let's get in front of that fire.
Oh, that certainly looks good. You responsible for this, Miss Gibbs?
No, I'm afraid not. The fires I built blazed up for a minute and then fall down. Freddie built this one.
Oh?
All I did was put another log on it a little while ago.
Well, it's a welcome sight.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where Freddie learned to build such masterful fires.
Oh, an open fire is probably all he knew when he was a kid, Professor.
Uh-huh.
I don't think many of those city tenements have much of a central heating system.
Oh, well, no, I doubt if they did where Freddie lived anyway. He learned a lot by necessity, didn't he?
Sometimes that's the best way to learn.
Yeah.
Oh, why don't you sit down?
Oh, yes, yes, thank you, I will. You're sure I'm not intruding?
No, not at all.
Well, as soon as I've overstayed my welcome, you'll tell me, won't you?
I don't think you can do that, Professor. Would you stay for dinner?
Oh, I'd like to,
We're having a favorite of yours tonight.
Roast lamb?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish I could stay, Miss Gibbs, but there's a faculty meeting at the university tonight, and dinner at the science club before that, and I have to be there for both.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If by any chance you have leftovers tomorrow night...
Oh, there'll be leftovers the night after tomorrow night. But why don't you come tomorrow night and stay?
I won't be...
No, you won't be intruding. In fact, you can be the man of the house tomorrow night. Freddie's going to spend the night at the farm with Mr. Williams.
Oh, all right, well... I won't have to carve anything fancy,
oh,
will
no,
I?
No, don't worry about that. We buy meat that Freddie can handle, so you're safe.
Oh, well, good. By the way, Freddie stopped up to see me on his way to the farm this morning.
Oh, did he?
Uh-huh. In fact, he's the reason I'm here to see you this afternoon.
But what's the matter?
With Freddie, nothing. But, well, he's worried about you.
Why is he worried about me?
This job of yours with Mrs. Carlton.
Professor, that's nothing to worry about. It's a marvelous opportunity, and it pays well.
Yes, so I understand. But Freddie tells me you won't say what kind of a job it is.
I'm working for Mrs. Carlton. Isn't that saying enough?
It doesn't say what you do for her.
No, it doesn't.
Well, why can't you tell that?
Because Mrs. Carlton asked me not to.
Why?
Because she just doesn't want anyone to know what I'm doing for her, that's all.
I realize that, but isn't that a little strange? Isn't it more than unusual to have a job and not be able to describe
it? Oh, I could tell you what I'm doing for her if you think I don't know myself, but there are many reasons why it's better if you don't know.
What's one of those reasons?
The most important of all is that Mrs. Carlton doesn't want me to tell anyone.
Did you say why?
No, she didn't.
That seems very strange.
Well, I suppose it does, but I'm satisfied that she knows what she's doing, and she said that I'd see the reasons for secrecy, too, in a while.
Miss Gibbs, I can tell you from bitter experience, doing things in secret can lead to trouble.
I'm not expecting trouble working for Mrs. Carlton, Professor. In spite of her matter, in spite of everything you hear about her, Mrs. Carlton's a fine woman.
You've met her once, seen her once, and you've changed your opinion of her so completely?
I haven't changed my opinion of her. I never had one to change.
So she's a fine old woman, is she?
I think so. Underneath that hard crust of hers and her hasty and arrogant ways, I think she's just another mellow old woman who wants to do something besides sit in that great big house of hers and spend money on herself.
One meeting, and you're sure of that, are you?
Well, no, I'm not sure, but that's my impression.
Well, I hope you aren't being fooled. You've taken the job with her or told her you think about it?
No, I took the job.
Why? Don't you think that under the circumstances it might have been wiser to think it over?
Well, I wanted to, but Mrs. Carlton wouldn't have it that way. It was take the job then or not take it at all.
And you took it knowing it had to be kept secret?
Yes, I did.
Miss Gibbs, I know I have no right to be critical of anything you do. But believe me, it's only because I'm interested in you as a good friend
really,
that I...
Really, Professor, you're making a great deal out of something that really isn't very important. The important thing is the job. Look, the fact that I can't tell you or anyone else what I'm doing really doesn't matter.
It matters a great deal. To us, Miss Gibbs. Freddie is, well, he's frankly worried, and to tell you the truth, so am I.
Well, I'm very flattered to know that either one of you cares about me that much, but really, there isn't a thing to worry about.
Isn't there?
No.
Remember how you felt about me when I first appeared in Rossville, and you didn't know quite what I was up to?
Yes, I do, but that was different.
No, I don't think so. I said I was a professor at the university, which I was. But you were suspicious of me just the same, and you had a right to be, because I was also a federal agent.
And I hated you, didn't I?
Well, that's a mild way of putting it, Miss Gibbs. But that's not the point of my bringing this up. All Rossville was suspicious of me before long. I had a rather unpleasant 2 or 3 months. And all because I couldn't tell people what I was really doing. Miss Gibbs, you're going to have the same difficulties because of this job with Mrs. Carlton.
No, I don't think so. Only a few people will know I'm working for her.
But a few is too many. You know how news travels in this town, and Mrs. Carlton is not at all well liked. If you're working for her and won't say what you're doing, you'll find people turning against you, too.
Not the ones who can't, Professor.
No, your closest friends will stick by you, but they'll wonder. Yeah, Freddie and me wondering already. Well, Miss Gibbs, perhaps you'd better not take this job with Miss Carlton.
I'm sorry, Professor Rogers, but I must
take
it.
Well, then, don't take it then until you've thought about it a little while longer.
Look, I told you it was either take the job yesterday or not take it at all, so I took it. And I know there's nothing wrong with it. I'll find out one of these days why I can't tell anyone what I'm doing, and then I'll be able to rid you of any doubts you have.
Then you have doubts about the job yourself.
Well, not serious ones. I wouldn't take the job under the circumstances if I didn't need one so badly. And if it didn't pay so well. But I'm still sure that I'm never going to regret taking it.
Well, I hope not, Miss Gibbs. You certainly don't deserve to be unhappy because of anyone like Mrs. Carlton.
Professor Rogers, she's not what you think she is. I'm convinced that she's actually a very kind woman.
Perhaps she treated you kindly because she wanted you for this job, whatever it is.
Professor Rogers, you're not going to trick me into telling you what it is. I know your methods too well.
All right, Miss Gibbs. I won't try. Oh, look, the fire's dying down a little. Shall I put another log on it?
Come in.
Hello, Carrie.
Well, Matt ain't Dodge. Come in.
Certainly will. How are you this afternoon, Carrie?
A day older than I was yesterday afternoon. Therefore, 24 hours smarter than I was yesterday.
Oh, will you be a terror if you live to be 100?
I'll be 100, Madeline. I'll outlive you by years. Sit down.
I'd rather stand if you don't mind.
I said sit down. Seeing people stand makes me nervous.
Oh, you tap that ferocious cane of yours. I guess I'd better sit down. Oh, is that a new cane, Carrie?
It is not.
I thought perhaps maybe you broke a cane or two a week.
Only fools break things. You didn't come to see me for nothing. What do you want?
I don't want anything, Carrie. Mother wants you over for tea tomorrow afternoon.
Tell her I don't want to come.
I did tell her that. She said I should ask you anyway. Oh, why don't you come, Carrie? That foolish Adams girl is going to be there, and I'd love to hear you take her apart.
I don't get any pleasure out of taking apart something that isn't put together right in the first place. Besides, I despise teas. Tell your mother not to waste time inviting me anymore.
Oh, now, Carrie, does that mean you're not coming to see us again, ever?
Oh, I'll come to see you when I feel like it, and I won't need an invitation.
Oh, that's nice. My, but you're in very good spirits this afternoon, aren't you?
I am. And I don't like sarcasm, young lady. Don't use it around me.
Sorry?
Sorry. Don't be sorry. Just don't do things you'll be sorry for. You're as bad as that Gibbs girl.
Penny Gibbs? Well, how do you know her?
She was here to see me yesterday.
Here to see you, Carrie? Why?
Because I sent for her.
You sent for her? What for?
To give her a job. She's going to work for me.
Oh, Carrie, no. No, you don't want that Gibbs girl working for you. She just doesn't have...
She has what I want her to have. Looks, brains, and honesty.
Well, what are you going to use her for? Why do you need someone to work for you?
There are certain things I want to do before I get too old.
Such as what?
I'm afraid that will have to remain a secret.
Oh. Well, Carrie, you sound as if you're going to do a few things that are, well, that aren't quite right.
I'll be the judge of whether they're right or wrong.
Yes, of course. But, does Miss Gibbs have any idea of what you want her to do?
Not yet. But she'll do as I say.
And if there's trouble?
That's why I want Miss Gibbs to do these things for me. If there's trouble, it'll be hers, not mine. She's not to do things in my name.
Oh, I see. In other words, she gets the full blame.
Yes. You like that, don't you?
Very much.
I thought you would.
So what Penny is going to do for Carrie Carlton is going to lead to trouble, is it? Just what does Carrie want Penny to do? Is Penny walking into something that may ruin her life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, did you know this? Did you know that Kroger quality beef is the best beef that's available on today's market? Yes, you can buy this beef with confidence that it will be deliciously tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. Get some and then wait until that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked Kroger quality beef greets them. Just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make your dinner a meal that's sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. Now your local announcer.